Nearly 2 years ago, Chris Syme received some harrowing news. He was diagnosed with stage 3 colon cancer. But the diagnosis wasn't the only thing he was worried about.
Not only is it terrifying to have a diagnosis like that, but it's equally as terrifying when you're a lesbian, a gay, bisexual, transgender person, you know, and you have to worry about a same-sex partner being given the right to be at bedside.
Chris, who identifies as gay, has been with partner AJ for 9 years. They live together and share all financial responsibilities. With his diagnosis, Chris worried that his lifestyle might affect the care that he received from doctors.
He's my husband, but not in the eyes of the state of Missouri.
He had 10 days between receiving his diagnosis and his first surgery, and he used that time to interview physicians to gauge how accepting they were. He also met with an attorney to make sure AJ would be afforded all of the rights that a spouse would have. Many members of the LGBT community say it's one of the steps they must take to ensure they receive the same treatment as a married couple. Kay Madden is a lawyer who represents LGBT clients.
Nothing happens automatically with same-sex couples. Everything has to be in writing.
AJ had to take legal documents, such as a living will and a power of attorney, every time he entered the hospital.
The nurse asked AJ to show that he had those legal documents.
Missouri and Kansas both prohibit same-sex marriages from being legally performed or recognized. So even if a couple is legally married in another state, Missouri won't recognize their union. Even so, or maybe because of the state's refusal to recognize same-sex marriages, some local medical centers are working to make their policies more LGBT-friendly. One of them is Children's Mercy Hospital, the only hospital in the area designated as a leader in LGBT healthcare equality by the Human Rights Coalition, the largest LGBT civil rights organization in the country. Gabby Flores is the director of the hospital's Office of Equity and Diversity.
This process has been two-pronged, so not just looking at kind of the patient care environment, but also making sure that our LGBT, employees feel welcome at work.
Flores says Children's Mercy trained its staff to interact with non-traditional families in a non-judgmental way. It edited its forms to eliminate loaded terminology and changed the wording of its visitation policies.
Visitation has been very prescriptive about kind of who can come in. Two parents, there's always been this mom and dad kind of scripting. So we've had to kind of re-educate staff on the visitation process.
Children's Mercy had already started its policy overhaul when Research Hospital made headlines for forcibly removing a gay man from his sick partner's bedside. That incident hit a little too close to home for Chris.
You know, that took place during the time that I was in and out of the hospital. I mean, obviously that being kind of a news story at the time was extremely frightening for me.
While Research disputes the account, saying the visitor was removed for belligerent behavior, it has decided to update its visitation and non-discrimination policies. The Human Rights Coalition has recognized these new policies as LGBT-friendly. Hospitals often walk a delicate line between protecting patient privacy and ensuring they don't discriminate against LGBT individuals. But Chris says he had a good experience at Menorah and North Kansas City hospitals, where he was treated.
I was fortunate enough to, all of the hospitals that we went to, all of the healthcare providers that we worked with were very accepting of us.
Still, Chris doesn't assume his relationship with a same-sex partner will always be acknowledged. He says the burden of making sure he and AJ are treated the same as a married couple still rests on him.
Actually, we just updated those legal documents within the last week. You have to stay on top of that stuff.
After 3 surgeries and an extended stay in the ICU, Chris is now cancer-free. For KCUR, this is Stephanie Fontana.